朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
talk about today. 当我们真得到这个宝贝的时候
，we really have this treasure.
不管你是失业，不管你是生病，不管你是失恋，不管你是失意，不管你是失掉什么，弟兄姊妹，每一件事情你都发现你可以得新荣。
Whether you lose your job, you're heartbroken, whatever you've lost, you discover that you're more than overcome.
这些东西非常重要
，this is so precious.
所以要常做准备哈，弟兄姊妹。
So we need to always be ready.
如果在这之前你没有答案的话，今天晚上一定要很重要的
事情。So before tonight, if you do not have an answer to your hope, you need to ask for an answer. We need to have hope.
没有盼望，活不下去的。
Without hope, it's very difficult to keep living.
好，你看一个人生病了，如果医生告诉他说你爱吃什么就吃什么。
If a man, if a person is sick, the doctor tells you, go ahead and eat whatever you want, which means you have no more hope.
所以我这次去了香港，他们吃都不准我吃，那个不准我吃，因为很难过，所以也说好不愿意回来。因为一个呆子不准吃的东西。
When I went to Hong Kong, there were a lot of things the princess wouldn't let me eat, and it was very difficult. And I said, Lord, you come back quickly.
那到最后就只剩下猪跟猪可以吃的东西我可以吃了。
And the only thing that was left over on that list that I can actually eat are the things that swine can eat.
那今天晚上。今天晚上我特别加入 worship team 6:00跑进去吃饭。
So I was part of the worship team tonight, and I went to the dining hall and ate with the worship team at 6:00.
哇，我一看旁边没有人，我就是咬了一碗，搞不清楚是什么汤，但是我就把它咬了。
And there was nobody in there, but I found that soup, and I didn't know what it was, but I got a bowl of it.
然后我故意找了一个这个不拘小节的这个灶台旁边坐下来。
And I went and I sat next to Francis.
我才一坐下来，他就跟我说：“一定要的是牛肉汤，你怎么可以喝？”
对 ，Francis said, "What do you use that as a beef stew? How can you drink that?"
我就开始关心我，真的是全教会都是我的伯伯学员。
Everybody's watching over my health, and they all really care about me.
他们管我，因为我还有希望。
And they limit me because I still have hope.
而且当你 hopeless 的时候
，when you are actually hopeless,
人家就说你还吃什么？
So then they will say, "Go ahead, eat whatever you want to eat."
那就是因为当我们生病的时候，我们希望能够得到医治的盼望，对不对？我们是盼望得到医治。
We're sick, we're our hope is that we will be healed.
啊，我们单身太久了，我们希望成一个家。
And we've been single for so long, we hope to have a family.
哎呀，我们当时姊妹哈，怀孕了，我们当时都要生孩子。
Of course, when you're pregnant, your hope is that you know you're going to have to deliver a child.
You just want to listen to the answer.
How can you solve the news?
农夫带着得粮的指望去耕种，对不对？
And the farmer takes the seed and goes and sows.
好，所以我们每一个人都需要有盼望。
Because every one of us needs to have hope.
因为你没有盼望就不行。
And without hope, it's very hard.
当你有盼望，你就有力量。
And we have hope
that
we have hope that there's strength for you to make Christ.
所以有一个男孩子对他很喜欢的女孩子讲，他说：“他说，请你告诉我。”
And there was a young man went to a girl that the girl that he really liked.
他说：“到底你哪一点不喜欢我？我可以改。”
Oh, he went to a girl that he really liked. He said, "What part of me you don't like, and I will change."
You remember the great jungle?
And one of you guys said that to me.
Don't you say, "Well, I'll keep you this easy to talk."
Do you think that I'm dirty? You know, I'll take a few showers per
day. You say, "Well, I'll keep you clean."
You think I'm lazy? I'll be more diligent.
You say, "Well, I'll keep you clean."
If you don't like my hairstyle, I'll change it.
But he paid any price to correct himself,
and he's willing to pay any price to correct himself for that girl. But that.Girl told him.
他说：“请你告诉我，到底我哪一点吸引你，我愿意改。”
She says, "What part of me attracts, makes you attracted to me? Let me know, I'll change that point."
Hopeless.
So you know when the situation is hopeless.
如果有 hope， 我们就有力量改变自己，对不对
？So if there's hope, then you have the strength or to change yourself.But without hope, it's very difficult to
get into. 现在香港有一次考试的时候
，So in Hong Kong there was an exam.
啊，有一个学生他就是天生就是很悲观、很紧张。
There's a student that, by nature, he's very negative and he's always nervous.
在放榜的那天，他自己不敢去看榜。
And that day when the results were displayed, he dared not go see what the results were.
他叫他妈妈去帮他看。
He says, "Mom, please go look at it for me."
就他妈妈就一出去，一个早上都没回来。
And his mom went out the entire morning. She didn't come home.
太像华人了，华人我一点考察兵都生产了。
He said, oh, I think I just, I could remember that.
这是一个失望，一个绝望，然后就让他居然自杀了。
And that hope, that lack of hope, caused him to commit suicide.
就那一小的是他妈妈看见他儿子真的金榜题名，高兴得不得了，一路上跟别人 show off 啊，哎，我的儿子考上多少。
Not to know that the reality was he scored very well, and his mom was so proud of him, was talking to everybody on the street.
然后就给他买了很多好吃的，要给他加菜的。
And bought all the things that he loves to eat, and he wanted to make a very good meal that night.
但可怜的孩子因为没有盼望。
But that child, because he had no hope,
他绝望。
And he had absolutely no hope.
他觉得你要自杀了。
And he killed himself.
这就是让我们需要有盼望。
That's just what you have hope.
所以有人说一个人活下去有三个主要的动力。
And for someone to continue living, there are three things that motivate them.
那第一个，他能够有做一些有意义的事，有意义的事情让他来做。
And there are things that are meaningful for him to do.
那么第二个，那么有一个人是他可以爱的。
Someone
to love, an object that he can love, someone he can love. Something to hope for.
Thirdly, something that he can hope for.
And brothers and
sisters, Christians, these three things we have.
And not only do we have it, but we have it in
abundance. And we know we can have what we have
in abundance. And we know we can have a life that is
full of meaning, full of
purpose. And we can do it in the greatest
thing in this universe.
So we can do it in the greatest
thing in this universe. There's
someone that we can love. There's someone that we can love.
There's Jesus that we can love.
And we can love. And we can love. And we can love. And we can love. And we can love.
His church, brothers, sisters, our family. Most of us, we don't really ponder or think about hope.
我们讲信心，我们讲爱比较多。
And we often do talk about faith. We talk about hope.
我们讲 hope 那个荣耀的盼望讲的比较少。
But when we talk about hope or that glorious hope, we don't talk about it.
我们一起先来看几处的圣经。
Let's come and look at a few scriptures together.
我们请看罗马书第八章二十四节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 24.
罗马书八章二十四节。
Romans 8:24.
他说我们得救是在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望，不是盼望。谁还盼望他所见的呢？但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。那这里讲到盼望。
When he talks about hope here,
它有一个特点啊，
it's a characteristic,
就是我们看不见。
You cannot see it.
那盼望的特点。
And the characteristic of hope.
它是将来的事
，something that is to come in the future。
它现在还没有发生
，right now it hasn't happened。
它是将来才会发生
，something will happen in the future。
那是盼望
，the hope。
圣经上说是看不见
，something that you cannot see。
看见的就不叫盼望
，you can see it is not what we call hope。
所以盼望对我们来说，对每一个人来说都是一个挑战。
So hope is a challenge for every one of us。
因为我们眼前的问题跟需要已经多得不得了
，because the problems that we have and the needs that we have right in front of us。
所以我们整个的心力、注意力、资源都用在解决目前的困难、目前的需要。
All of our resources, our heart, our mindset is to take care of the problems right now。
所以我们不太有心力再去管什么荣耀的盼望。
So we don't really have that additional energy or that heart to think about what is this glory。
我们觉得那是将来的事。
We think of that something for the future。
那是很遥远的事情。
Something real far。
啊，这是一个云里雾里的事情。
And something that is just coming in the clouds。
但是其实这边正好相反。
The process is exactly the opposite。
如果我们没有一个很清楚的盼望在我们心中的
话，
你就发现你整个生活被你的这些需要、困难、眼前的问题所困扰。
And you discover that you are actually trapped and bound by all the difficulties and problems that you face each day.
你会发现，反正这心里都在这些解决目前的问题。
You find out all of your heart is on these problems.
但是如果我们里面有一个荣耀的盼望
，But if in you is a glorious hope,
有一个很清楚、很笃定的盼望
，is a very clear, solid hope.
然后你再回头看你今天的遭遇的时候
，And from there you look back and as you go through
it, 你就发现路在哪里啊
？Then you discover there's actually a way.
找到出路了
，There's an exit.
啊，这就是我们底下接下来我们要来看的啊。
This is what we're gonna look at today.
我们既然在第八章，我们多看一节 十八节。
Verse 18.
他说：“我想现在的孤独，若比起……对不起，我不小心打了，不是你睡着。我想起现在的苦楚，若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。”
十八节。For I consider that the suffering of the present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed.
今天特别注意两个很重要的 term.
Again, pay attention to these two terms.
现在的苦楚
The sufferings at the present time.
将来的荣耀
And the glory which God is to be revealed.
为什么我们会被现在的苦楚所 trouble 所困住呢？
Why are we troubled by the suffering of the present time?
因为我们不清楚，没有看见将来的荣耀。
Because we're not clear of the glory that is to be revealed.
如果我们看见的将来的荣耀，
we see that glory that is to be revealed.
我们清楚知道我们的盼望是什么。
We know exactly what is it that we're hoping for.
保罗说现在的苦楚就不足介意。
Paul says the suffering that you go through right now is of no significance.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们知不知道？这个重要性。
Do you know the importance now?
然后我们再往前翻罗马书第五章。
Let's go back to Romans chapter 5.
保罗在这里讲到我们信了耶稣以后，与神相合。
And Paul talks about that after we believe in Jesus, we're reconciled to God.
而且我们因着信心，我们站在一个恩典的地位上，我们承受神给我们的恩典。
And by faith we stand on the grounds of grace to receive all of His blessings.
然后底下他就接着说啊。
And he says.
第二节的后半。
Second half of verse 2.
他说我们现在因着信得以进入所站的恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
By faith, into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
但是这个荣耀是我们欢欢喜喜的盼望的哈。
And this glory is something that we rejoice and we hope for.
而且他接着说，他说不但如此。
And he says not only so.
就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。
But we also glory in tribulation.
那接下来我们没有时间去读它了。
And we don't have time to read the rest of
it. 可是你可以让我保罗让我们看见，就你在患难中。我们都欢欢喜喜的盼望神的荣耀。
Paul says that even in the middle of tribulations, that you can receive it, you can endure it through joy.
我再回答我刚刚的问题。
And I come back to the original question.
我不知道今天来之前。
I don't know before us coming to the retreat.
我相信我们个人都有个人的满身的挑战。
I trust that each and every one of us have our own difficulties.
我们可能都有自己的疾病、软弱、痛苦、不为人知的事情。
We may have some illness or some pain that other people do not know.
但是保罗却告诉我们，
But Paul tells us,
一个有清楚盼望的人，
someone who has a very clear purpose,
就算在患难中，他都是欢欢喜喜。
Even in the middle of these tribulations, he rejoices.
好，我们最后再看一个哥林多后书第四章，
Second Corinthians chapter 4,
十六节。二十八节，
他
说：“所以我们不上当，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。我们这自战自弃的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。”我们再一次看见同样的经文告诉我们。
And we see again some of the scripture telling us the same thing.
如果我们真是有那个荣耀的盼望，
If we really have that glorious hope,
那个盼望如果在我们心中是真实的话，
If that hope is really solid in us,
外体可以一天毁坏一天，
And the outward body may perish.
我们外也可以有各式各样的苦难，
We may have all sorts of trials on the outside.
但是保罗说这是自战自弃的苦楚。
But Paul says these are light afflictions.
不是这些苦是假的。
It's not that these things are not real.
不是这些苦不真实或者不沉重。
It's not that they're not really heavy.
保罗身上的苦难太多了。
Paul's gone through many, many trials.
坐在一个地步，他说我连活命的指望都没有。
So much sometimes he doesn't even have the hope of living.
但是他一跟这个极重无比永远的荣耀相比的时候，
When he compares it with this exceeding and eternal weight of glory,
他马上能够说这是自暂自弃的苦楚。
Immediately he can say that this is just temporary.
而且我们不光只是忍受它，我们不是只是消极的忍受它。
Not just passively, I'm going to endure it.
他说他是要为我们成就，他是来效力的。
But it's working for us.
为我们成就那极重无比永远的荣耀。
It's working for us for far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
因为我们所顾念的不是看得见的。 但是看不见的。
Because we do not focus on the things that can't be seen, but the things unseen.
看得见的是暂时的，看不见的是永远的。
Things you can see are temporary, but the things unseen are eternal.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不要为了眼睛看得见、感觉得到的这些环境太困难了。
So do not be too troubled by the things you can see and the things you can feel.
要扬起脸来看见那个荣耀的主。
Lift up your faces and look at this glorious hope.
然后再回头看我们的生活，你就发现在我们里面得到了一种说不出来的力量。
And you begin to discover this unspeakable
strength. 我们在患难中
，even while we're in the midst of tribulation,
患难时期
，we rejoice.
虽然四面受敌
，even you're surrounded by your enemies,
不会被困住的
，you will not be trapped.
的确，很多的环境让我们很挫败、很为难。
There are a lot of things that we are perplexed with.
但是我们却不至于失望。
But we are not without hope. And we may be persecuted. But we will not be forsaken. And we are struck down. But we are not without
hope.
Because we are so certain of what we have received. We know what is our glorious end.
这叫做荣耀的盼望。
This is what is called a glorious hope.
所以哥罗西书第一章，我们在那个纲要上已经写了。
Colossians chapter one is your outline.
27节，他说：“谁愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀？就是基督在你们心里怎样有荣耀的盼望。”
To them, God will to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So, dear brothers,
基督不光是我们荣耀的盼望。
Christ is not only our glorious hope.
基督也是我们得荣耀的盼望。
And He's actually the hope for us to receive glory.
他是我们荣耀的盼望。
He's our glorious hope.
因为有一天我们要去见他。
Because one day we're going to go see Him.
所有他应许的都要实现。
Everything that He's promised will become reality.
所有今天看不见的那天变成眼见了。
Everything that we cannot see now will be.
他是我们荣耀的盼望。
He is our glorious hope.
那同样的，他也是我们得荣耀的盼望。
He is also our hope of glory.
就是呢，我们都要跟他的荣耀有份。
We're all going to be partakers, part of His glory.
哦，这是一件太荣耀的事情了。
This is something that is glorious.
就是呢，虽然我在我的信息里面常常会找到类似的重点。
I know that my message is a lot of times I touch upon these points.
但是就像你到廖院长说的，一篇真实的道理。
Mother Lynn, a lot of times the messages, if you don't hear it, a number of times you would not really understand it.
我看你们的表情，很多人还是不懂。
And I'm looking at your expressions at the same time, many of you are still lost.
所以我今天再讲一遍。
And I'm going to say it again.
就是这边到底什么叫荣耀？
That's just what is glory.
那诺贝尔奖叫不叫荣耀？
To get the Nobel Prize, is that glorious?
那是世上的荣耀。
That is the glory of this world.
因为这个当我们在圣经上找到荣耀的时候
，The scripture when we talk about glory,
荣耀是神独有的性情。
Glory is the only character of Christ.
你在把地上可以得 honor， 但是不是 glory。
You can receive honor on earth, but it's not glory.
荣耀是神的本性。
It is the nature. Glory is the nature.
荣耀是神的作为彰显出的荣耀。
Acts reveal that is glorious.
除他以外没有荣耀。
Apart from Him, there is no glory.
但是有人说，什么叫做神的荣耀呢？
People ask, what is the glory of God?
就是神所有的美德性情加在一起做的荣耀。
All the beauty and the nature of God is all summed up as glory.
他的圣洁，他的能力，他的这个慈爱，他的怜悯，他的智慧，全部加起来都是神的荣耀。
His holiness, His power, His love, His wisdom.All of these things we have on the story. Only God is glorious. Only when His word is revealed as glorious. How can we have part with that glory?
我不是只有神迹的荣耀。
He's the only God is glorious.
神的作为彰显出来叫荣耀。
And His deeds are revealed as glorious.
诗篇十九篇说诸天述说他的荣耀。
Psalm 19 says all heaven declare the glories of the Lord.
你夏天跑到山里面去看天上的星星，你都会惊叹说：“哎呀，人算什么？”
So during the summertime on a clear sky, you see the stars in the heaven at night. You say, "What is man?"
今天的宇宙天文学家还是研究不出来有多大。
And this universe.Even scholars today can understand how big it is.
他们告诉我们，宇宙中所有的星系星球加起来，真的比海上还多。
They said when you add all the galaxies in the universe, it's greater than the more numerous than the sand by the seashore.
咱们所 所站的弟兄只是其中的一小撒的人啊。
The earth that we were standing on is but a speck.
这么伟大的宇宙，神说有就有。
And this great universe came from His word.
一句话就出来了。
By His word existed.
那更不要说说这句话的神。
And that's this God who has spoken.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，基督是我们荣耀的盼望，而且是我们得荣耀的盼望。
So what is the Lord Jesus is our glorious hope and the hope of our glory.
不仅仅我们所信的主是一位荣耀的神。
Not only the God who we believe in is a glorious God.
啊，他居然要让我们对他的荣耀有份。
But He wants us to be part of His glory.
这是大事。
This is the big thing.
我必须要引用到我常常引用的一段圣经的。
I want to come and use a portion of scripture I use often.
以赛亚书43:7。
Isaiah 43.
我在纲要上面没有写哈。
Isaiah 43:47。
以赛亚书43，我们一起来读。
Isaiah 43:7。
凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀所创造，是我所做成、所造作的。
Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him, yes, I have made him.
弟兄姊妹，我们被 created for his glory.
Brothers, we have been created for his glory.
我们存在，
we exist,
是为了他的荣耀而被创造出来。
It's for his glory that we were created.
因为神造我们的时候，
so when God made us,
他带着一个极大的爱和智慧，
and he has this great love and wisdom.
他要让我们成为一个器皿一样。
And that He wants us to be a vessel.
来装神的荣耀。
That the glory of God may be put into our
vessel. 透过我们这个器皿。
And that through this vessel,
让人看见他的荣耀。
That everyone will see His glory.
就这边是神在我们身上伟大的计划。
And this is God's great plan in each of us.
一个器皿。
One vessel.
你用的酱油。
And if you put soy sauce.
这酱油瓶。
It's called a soy sauce bottle.
你装的醋是醋你装的酒是酒你装的糖糖是糖
你装的糖是糖
你装的我们这个人
this person,
装了神的荣耀
the glory of God is in
it. 要叫人从我们身上看见神的荣耀
that man through us may see the glory of God
就是这是伟大的思想是我们永远不能明白的
and this is the wonderful thought of our God that we canReally fully on
the Lord. 只有人是按着照着他的形象，按照他的样式造的。
Only man was created according to his likeness and his image.
只有人是他用生命生的，称为他的儿女。
Only man is given birth through his life that they are called the children.
而且也只有人，所有的受造之物，只有人重生得救的人可以接受神的生命做生命。
And of all the created being, only.The human race can receive salvation in this life as their life.
因为什么呀？大事情啊！大事情！
This is a big thing.
我们没有一个可以轻看自己。
No one can despise themselves.
我跟你讲，全世界的人看你。
The whole world they look at you.
绝对比不上神看你这么宝贵。
No one compares to how precious you are in the sight of God.
因为他把他的儿子放在我们这里面。
Because he put his own son inside you.
他把他荣耀的生命性情放在我们里面。
Put that glorious life and nature inside you.
我们为了这个被创造的。
For that you were made.
而且圣经上告诉我们，他是我们为了这个而被他造作，被他做成。
Scripture says that for that we were formed and we were made for it.
他制作我们。
He formed us.
鬼类说到我们存在的目的是为了他的荣耀。
He created us to say that the purpose is for his glory.
他来 form 我们，他来 made 我们，他制作我们也是为了他的荣耀。
He formed us.He made us, and it's also for His glory.
这边请你注意到，从这一节的圣经里面
，from this one particular verse,
我们找到的人被创造的原因目的。
We find the purpose of what man is made, created.
我们也找到的人这一生里面为什么会有各式各样的遭遇的答案是什么。
And we find the reason of all of our encounterings through the rest of our life.
这就是罗马书8:28说的万事互相效力。
Romans 8:28 says all things work together.
让叫爱神的人得益处。
The good of those who love the Lord.
就是那些按他旨意被招的人。
Those who are called according to His will.
他圣经上说，神就预先定下了效法他儿子的模样。
So Scripture says that He has predestined that they would be conformed to the likeness of His Son.
是他的儿子在许多的弟兄中做长子。
And that that Christ would be the firstborn, the firstfruit of all things.
而这些预先他所定下来的人。
And these.He has predestined.
神说他招他们来。
Those he has called.
招他们来的人。
And those he has called.
神 称他们为义。
And he justified.
请问我们对现在自己被神称义有把握的人请举手。
How many have a certainty that you are justified for God?
就还是有些人没有把握吗？
So there's still some that doesn't have that certainty.
神创立世界以前定了我们。
Before the foundation of the world, the Lord predestined.
时候到了神召了我们。
When the time came, God is holy.
神称我们为义了。
And God has justified us.
那最后怎么说？所称为义的人要叫他们得荣耀。
Whom he has justified, these he also glorified.
所以就是你要知道神召我们的目的是什么？
荣耀。The purpose of his call is that we may receive glory.
希伯来书第二章第四节说到，那为万物所属、为万物所本的，就是这位伟大的神。
In Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10 says that for it was to whom are all things and for whom are all things.
他的儿子要领许多的儿子进荣耀。
His sons are going to bring many sons into glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
不管人怎么看你，
It doesn't matter how people see you,
不管我们怎么看自己，
How we see ourselves,
在神的眼中，
In the sight of God,
我们是宇宙中最伟大的受造。
And we are the greatest creation of all the universe.
因为他把他的生命放在我们。
Because he has placed his life in us.
他把他的荣耀放在我们。
He has put his own glory inside of you.
就是因为这是荣耀的事情。
But this is a glorious thing.
千万不要以为我并没有得到医治，感谢神，这是一个大恩典。
Please do not just think that I'm sick, I'm healed. This is a great blessing.
你不要以为说在苏阿米经济来的时候，我能够找得到工作，我感谢神。
And simply that, you know, the hard times and I can find a job, thank God.
哎呀，我的孩子申请到好的学校，我感谢神。
When my kid is able to go to a good school, thank God.
就是这些都要感谢神。
就是 yes, all these things you need to thank
God. 没有任何一个这些恩典比得上神把他自己的生命放在我们。
But not one of these blessings can compare to God placing His own glory inside of you.
我讲到这个，你跟他唱的是那晚上跳舞。
I want to lead more so than that song that we were singing.
真的应该跳起来的。
Because we need to leap up.
神住在我里面。
Because God dwells in us.
神是我生命。
God is my life.
神是我荣耀的前途。
God is my glorious future.
神是我所有生活遭遇的意义和答案。
He's the purpose and the answer for all that I encounter.
我为什么遭遇这个？我为什么碰到一件事情
？Why do I encounter this event or that thing?
神在我身上做一个伟大的成就。
Because God is forming me.
这是以弗所书第二章第十节，他说我们都是神手中的杰作。
Ephesians 2 says that we are the workmanship within God's hand.
借着耶稣基督造成的。
Made through Jesus Christ.
因此呢，我们是神的 masterpiece.
But this is we are the masterpiece of God.
因此呢，我不知道怎么去说话，因为我看我笨成这个样子，说的你们脸都很沉沉。
I don't know how to describe it. I feel that no matter how hard I try, you guys still look kind of stiff.
你比 Michelangelo 雕的那个伟大的雕像，价值连城的雕像，不知道值千百倍的。
You are far more precious than any statue that Michelangelo before.
神的每一雕工作在我们身上是他亲自做的。
That each of us every stride is God. He has done that personally.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们这个一定要合起来。
This person needs to come alive.
知道我受造的目的。
To know the purpose of my creation.
我是为了要承受、要彰显神的荣耀。
To inherit, to receive the glory of God.
我们知道我们整个生活的遭遇、一切遭遇的解释和答案。
And the answer to all that we encounter in life.
是为了有份于他的荣耀。
We may be partakers of that glory.
而我们将来整个人生的结局。
At the end of this life.
他要带领我们，
他要带领我们
进到荣耀，
去带领我们，
把我们磨成神儿子的形象，叫我们像他。
That we may be transformed into the image of His Son。
朋友，你收听的是《福乐人生讲坛》的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将《活在耶稣里》福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。邀请他们来收听这个节目，愿神祝福你的新生命。